Wondering where your life is headed or what happens after death? How about how to stay positive in such a negative world? Do you want to hear more about everything and anything paranormal? From ghosts to psychics to the power of healing and everything in between, there are no limits to what you might hear on Beyond the Screen with your host, Tammy Dean.
Hi everyone, and thank you for your patience while we worked on our audio issues. This is our first show in a very long time, so yes, have patience with us while we figure this out. Now, I'd like to introduce myself, of course. I am the host of the show, Tammy Deans, and this is my co-host.
Hi everybody, I'm Amanda. It's nice to meet you. Hope you guys have a good show tonight with us.
All right, so we want to thank Rob very, very much for helping us get this going. Turns out that when you're from Canada, it's not as easy as just doing the usual, like the Americans. So we had to learn the hard way once the show went live. Apologies. Okay, so our show tonight is basically about everything and anything. So we are going to start with... Rob's messaging me, letting me know it's all working, so we're good to go. I'm going to ignore him now. Thanks, Rob. Okay, so we're going to start with talking about a little, you know what, it's been forever. So, Amanda, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I am a mom of five, so that keeps me busy. But more importantly, I have seven cats and a dog and a couple snakes and some fish. So I absolutely love animals and obviously children as well. I'm very much an empath, so I have a lot of trouble when I go out into social situations and things like that. It's very hard for me to shield myself from a lot of the negativity and such that's out there in the world. So that's always a work in progress for me. So if you have any tips or, you know, any ideas on how to maybe help me navigate that a little bit better, that would be wonderful, because I'm in my 40s and I'm still having issues with putting up the proper, you know, blocks and abilities to just not sink completely into somebody else's universe as soon as I've linked energies with them. So I don't go out a lot because I have a really hard time separating my own issues from other people's.
But this is why Amanda is going to be making a great co-host, because she can reach out to everybody without actually having to intermingle out in public. So this is awesome, because she has a booming energy, a great personality, and if you've seen her, she's got a smile that won't quit. So hopefully that, you know, goes across these, I don't know what you call them,
radio waves.
I'm not the techie, as you see, trying to start the show. So, yeah. So one of the things that we wanted to kind of do on our show was look at different, I mean, I don't know about everybody else, but when I'm on Facebook, my news feed is flooded. Like, I have so many people on there that I don't know, like, even a percentage of them probably. But I have so many different things popping up on the news feed, and it's, you know, different stories and just news clippings from like everywhere about everything and anything paranormal, supernatural, whatever you want to call it, unexplained. And some of them just make you laugh out loud, and other ones kind of make you want to click on and see what's going on. And we are going to enjoy ourselves kind of going through some of these. So some of them may be a little bit more serious, but I found one right off the bat that Amanda doesn't know, because I didn't send her these ones.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So
way to make your co-host
exactly.
Prepare.
Exactly. So we are going to start out with this one first. And this one's quite interesting. It's from the Washington Post.
Okay.
It's from 2019. So like May, that's not that long ago.
No, not at all.
And this is a woman. Okay. This is crazy. Her name is Amanda Teague, I believe you pronounce it. And she says that in 2016, she was married to a Haitian pirate from the 1700s who was executed for thieving on the high seas.
Wow.
Yes. Now, it's quite interesting. She's 47 years old. She apparently worked as Captain Jack Sparrow's impersonator. Don't ask me.
Okay.
She's now warning people about the casually dabbling of spiritual or dabbling in a spirituality. So she is, I don't know, I'm sorry, I find this funny. I mean, I guess it's possible, everything's possible when you're looking at the paranormal, I guess, but she says that after 2 weeks of marriage, she started with health problems, and it just became more and more, you know, like pronounced, definitely had some issues. She said it became aggressive. I don't know, it just keeps going and going and going.
Well,
until
he's a pirate from the 1700s. Did she think he was going to be the Prince of Persia? Like,
well,
these are not nice people when you look
exactly,
historically at what pirates were like.
I'd like to know where, like, she says she was forced to undergo an exorcism after she says her former soulmate turned nasty, possessed her. So
how did she start dating the pirate in the first? Was he in spirit form? Did she marry him in spirit form, and then he decided to take over and possess her body?
Apparently,
because
yes.
In my thought process, and she would have been dealing then with a demon, you know, that was disguised as a pirate for the beginning for her to trust and accept that person, and just leaving herself wide open to be possessed by a demon that was this pirate in the first place. That would be my thought.
About 4 or 5 months in, when things started to go downhill, she noticed the possession symptoms and obviously the ill health. So she was concerned, but was assured that he was a lovely spirit and wouldn't harm him or her.
Assured by who? Him?
I guess. But after her dog Toby died, and this is funny because her name is Amanda, so this is going to get confusing. So after her dog Toby died, Amanda says she spotted a major red flag about the relationship. She said, "I knew his passing was imminent, and I asked Jack to keep him until it was my time so we'd all be together." So Jack was her dog. Or no, Jack was the pirate. Toby's mm-hmm. the dog. So Toby wouldn't go to Jack, though.
Well, that's
exactly
because Jack was a demon.
Exactly. So apparently that's when she figured things were a problem. Okay. So
let me get this straight, though.
Mm-hmm.
She impersonated Jack Sparrow, the Disney character from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
And then she married a guy named Jack that was a pirate from the 1700s.
Yes.
Like, do we think maybe there might be some mental health stuff in play here where she
kind of wondering,
you know, was kind of
yeah.
just
like I said, I mean, anything is possible, but this is just our opinion of the situation. This is what you're going to get with Tammy and Amanda.
Yeah, well, it's just,
you know, and for anybody that's wondering, we marked this as rated R because
sometimes we swear a little.
Yeah, we have very potty mouths, and it kind of sometimes we got to rein each other in. So hopefully we don't get too carried away on these shows, but
yeah, it's always more Tammy than me, though.
But oh, please. So this is what it says. It says, anyway, one night a friend of mine got married to her spiritual partner, and Jack and I ended up being intimate. So she got intimate with this
entity.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So then it became obviously an issue. She had to take her wedding ring off in order to go into surgery. And that's when she found out that cutting that link was actually the key to getting healthier. So now, let's say, this is what gets me. So she cuts off doesn't cut off the ring. She takes off the ring
mm-hmm.
and cuts off the connection to the spirit, entity, energy, demon, whatever you want to call this pirate of hers. But then she has the surgery and her health gets better. So does she not connect the fact that maybe, just maybe, it wasn't the ring, but it was the actual life-saving surgery that she may have had?
Yes.
Like, I don't know. Anyways.
That's why I'm thinking there's maybe some mental
yes.
health here at play.
Yeah. I thought this was quite the interesting story.
Because how old did you say she was? 47?
47.
Okay. So 47. And she's, not that I'm knocking anyone's career choices, by all means.
Mm-hmm.
But at 47, she is dressing up as Captain Jack Sparrow on a daily basis to the point where she hallucinates.
Wait a minute. Did it say that? Let me see.
That's what I understood from what you said. was that she played Captain Black Ship Sparrow.
I don't know. I lost that part, so I'm not going to comment on that one. So this is what is happening. So after this surgery,
yeah,
okay, she says that she confronted the demon. She claims he threatened to kill her if okay. she attempted to break off their spiritual union. Okay. So she, and that if she tried to have an exorcism, he was going to kill her. So it was terrifying to her, blah, blah, blah. Incredibly, following the exorcism in December, Amanda says her health was drastically improved. So that's something that doesn't heal without surgery. So, yes, it's quite interesting. Anyways, so needless to say, I'm thinking, I don't want to say that it was necessarily mental health, because I completely believe in possession.
Oh, yeah, me too.
But I do want to say that I can't, just by saying that you're breaking off, you know, this union doesn't necessarily make your health get better. The exorcism could make your health get better,
mm-hmm.
but she had surgery, things got better. Then she reached out to him again.
Yeah.
You know, which, I mean, you may want to do in life, but in death, when you realize that this is no, you know,
no bueno.
Nice spirit,
yeah.
why would you reach out to him again? And then she had to have an exorcism. And then this is the catcher. I have to order this because she has a book that's out that you can get from Amazon, and it's called A New Attitude. And that's her story in there. So let me tell you this again. Her name is Amanda Teague. Her book is A New Attitude. You can get it from Amazon. And I just found it. Says she previously worked as a Captain Jack Sparrow impersonator.
See? Told you.
Yes. Okay. So there you go.
That's what I'm saying. And then she marries a
mm-hmm.
pirate named Jack.
Mm-hmm.
And then she...
And then I was on a different site. And on that site, it shows that she... Apparently, Jack came to her while she was meditating.
Okay.
So that's where it all started. Yes. So I had to fling that on you because I found that
wow.
Yeah.
Just wow.
Yeah, that one was quite interesting. I thought, wow. Well, can you imagine having sex
Maybe
with
she
some
needed
pirate
money to cover the surgeries? And this was her hoax fun way of
Maybe.
Getting to it, to getting to a book.
Maybe.
Because I'm doubting.
But I wonder if he had a peg leg. Wouldn't that be fun in sex?
It depends on
where you put the
where
peg.
You put the peg.
Whoa, rated R. See,
yep,
that's what
yep.
happens. Okay,
square hole, round peg.
All right, okay, moving on. Let's get away from that peg. Okay, so the Miami Herald, August 2018. So this is a while ago. It's over
mm-hmm.
a year ago. But the newspaper endorsing Republican congressional candidate... What's her name? Bettina Rodriguez Aguilera. Oh, I'm really good at that.
Aguilera, but that's okay.
Okay. So she is councilwoman, was running to replace retiring Rep. Ileana okay.
Okay.
Anyway, she's replacing someone in Florida, says she was abducted by Jesus-like aliens.
All right. Jesus-like aliens. So, like, does she mean, like, full-on beard, white, you know, like,
yep.
the pictures that you see, or does she mean what the depiction of Jesus would have actually looked like before Christianity put his picture up on a wall?
Says she communicated telepathically with extraterrestrials. In 2009 interviews with the Herald, so Miami Herald, she claimed she was taken into a ship at age 7 by a blonde space people, well, by blonde-based space people,
okay.
who resembled the Christ, the Redeemer statue in Rio de Janeiro. The paper said they have telepathically communicated on and off since then. She says, I went in, there were some round seats that they were there, and some quartz rocks that controlled the ship, not like airplanes.
And she was 7.
She was 7. She told the Herald last year that she was merely among the majority of Americans who believe that there must be intelligent life in the billions of planets and galaxies in the universe. Now, if anybody knows me, they know that I absolutely believe in aliens.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta believe in that. But kind of makes me wonder about being a congressional candidate. Like, I think I would want to know a little bit more about her, her platform, all that stuff. I mean, now, mind you, this was a year ago.
Right.
But, I mean, do you really want to elect her into Parliament? I mean, I don't want to not elect her, but, I mean, there's a debate there.
People say a lot of weird stuff, though, especially during elections. And it depends on what state she's running for and, you know, their take on alien beings and so on and so forth. My question would be to her would be, okay, this happened when you were 7, and you're still saying that to this point you're telepathically talking to
aliens. Exactly.
Okay, so my argument to that would be then, if I was going to vote for you, are you going to be taking advice from extraterrestrial beings for what's good here on Earth, or are you just going to focus on earthly issues?
Now, when you talk about that, okay, see, now, there you go. When you're saying, where do you take advice from? Maybe these extraterrestrials know more than we do. I mean, obviously, they're smarter than us for some reason.
Well, some of them are, and I believe some of them aren't, and some of them I would believe would be here to do good and some not good, right?
Okay, so...
So my question is she going to run and run for herself, with her ideas, or is she going to pull ideas from other things? Now, I wouldn't care if it was human things or alien things. If I'm voting for someone, I want to be voting for them and their belief system, not for them and whoever's standing behind them on each shoulder saying what they should and should not be doing.
Yeah, I guess.
That's what I'm saying.
I guess.
So
but that's
I don't
all that
care.
Political crap.
Yeah, but I know that. But that's what you're bringing into it with this question.
I know.
So I'm saying, you know, like, okay, believe in aliens. I don't give a shit. Believe in whatever you want. I don't care what you believe in.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are running, part of what my future and my children's future and the world's future could be having to deal with from here on out, then no, I don't want someone other than you, the person I elected, doing the work.
Yeah.
I wanted to, you know, then fine. You want to say these aliens or then if that was her platform through the whole thing was I have telecommunication with aliens and they are going to help me with my campaign, with my this, with my that, then fine. The people know what they're getting into.
The Herald editorial page editor, Nancy Ankrum, told the Washington Post, "Here's why we chose her. She's not crazy. We chose not to see her as a two-dimensional figure, and we chose not to make that an overriding concern. We're more thoughtful than that." Isn't that interesting?
Yes, but it still doesn't answer the, would you be listening to your alien internal counterparts during your term?
Yep. I get it.
That's
okay, so now, so let's talk more sex.
Okay.
Gotta love it. Okay. So, CBC News, August 2019. So, again, not that long ago.
Yeah.
The show investigates a theater in Vernon and a sex shop in Kamloops.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, John Kozuka, maybe?
Okay.
Could be. Who knows? In the basement of the Whisper Adult Superstore in Kamloops, investigating paranormal activity. See? So... The team behind the show also has a YouTube series, blah, 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 blah. And you're going to see your very first investigation on camera, but you're getting to see it in the building that was filmed in because this is apparently haunted. And the episode investigates the theory that the former owner of the theater is still haunting moviegoers. So, what do you think about a haunted sex shop? What do you think that the ghosts are doing at night?
Well, I'd be playing with all the new toys.
Testing them all.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the batteries they're draining?
Well, they're the cheap batteries anyways, because you're not supposed to put the expensive ones in. Right? Technically.
Yeah, I guess. So,
I mean, whatever. That's just a little extra tidbit for our listeners. Don't use expensive batteries and toys.
they film an episode, okay, at the Whispers Adult Superstore. I'm plugging this poor thing, so hopefully everyone out there can go and check out this you know, superstore.
If we were in Kamloops, I'd be there.
Yep. It says, after an employee contacted the team asking them to check out some activity inside. So, this is funny. Trumbly told Daybreak Kamloops Courtney Dixon. So the reporter's name is Courtney Dixon.
Okay. Oh my God, you're such a child.
I know. It's funny. Okay, so a lot of activity that they can't explain in the basement, especially in the back corner room, but upstairs here, we really didn't get a whole lot. So it's all in the basement. They heard banging sounds, shirts were being tugged. Wonder if that's all that was being tugged. Literally, you could see his shirt on camera pull up. So did you hear that? His shirt. Why they didn't do her shirt, I don't know. Well, I guess it could be a guy. Well, no.
A female.
Right, okay. Well, yeah.
Male,
all right.
Like
right. Okay, we can't get into that whole debate. So let's
I'm not just debating it.
Keep it. I know. Let's just keep it the way, you know, so anybody. Okay. Disembodied voices. Yep. The banging episodes didn't make it into the episode, apparently. They usually include stuff on the episodes that are unexplainable, and that could have been explained. So we're not quite sure what's going on there.
I was all excited. I thought, like, dildos were getting possessed.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of hoping for, too.
Sex dolls were getting possessed, and they were coming in.
But let's just say, if we ever have a chance to go to Kamloops, we're
going
to visit that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right on. We're totally hitting that sex shop.
We're going to have to make sure we have our debit card or credit card.
At least one. I'd be in there just throwing money.
Yep. Nice tall limit. Yep. Okay, I think we have to go for a commercial break. So hang in there, and we will be right back.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
All right, and hopefully I did that right, and we are back. All right, so enough of the sex talk. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yep, for now. We might get back into it. Who knows? It's us. We're usually in that mind state.
Usually.
Okay, so we're going to look at things with long necks.
Giraffe?
No.
Damn it.
Yes.
Why is it never what I want?
I know. Long things, but not giraffes and not that. Okay. So, China's Loch Ness Monster mystery solved. Fairy workers reveal truth behind mythical beast. So, do we think this is truth?
No, I think Lochie will never be found. Nessie will never be found. She's very good at hiding. I do believe that there's creatures out there that we have yet to discover that have been around since the prehistoric ages. I have no doubt of that. I still think personally that she or he or whatever is an extremely intelligent being that is living under cave systems within maybe now China, but definitely in the Scotland. And
I agree. But do you believe that maybe they are interdimensional and they can just come and go too?
I never really thought about it that way. I always have just thought of them in like a dragon sense, whereas they would have layers underneath the ground. So they could literally swim up and sleep and stay within their layers for as long as they need, then come back out to feed and go back in. You know, I never really thought of them coming in and out of our dimension into another dimension. That at least not the Loch Ness that I would think.
Yep.
I believe that the Loch Ness is here always and just has their hiding places have not been found. I don't know if it's because we don't have the equipment to do it yet, or if that there's some kind of magical element
involved. I think it's just so deep.
Involved.
You can't
yeah.
get to it.
Yeah.
You know, we can only do so much. So this is from September, so like last month, and it's from the site called Express, and it's UK. And it says, a shocking video emerged last week of what appeared to be a sea creature similar to the Loch Ness swimming through China's river Yangtze, maybe? Could be? Yangtze? I don't know. It prompted many viewers to speculate it may be the whoa. Okay, so the Scottish creature or another of its kind.
Mythological.
So, no, see? Mythologized. There you go. Okay, whatever. In the original
wow, you want me to read it?
In the original video, a large snake-like creature can be seen swimming through the water. It's a very long and dark, resembling what the Loch Ness monster has been described as. So workers at a ferry pier downstream from where this creature was spotted finally caught it.
Okay, so we need to explain. A ferry pier is where the ferry docks at the docks. It's a pier at the dock.
Okay.
Just in case somebody doesn't know what a fairy pier is, because we're talking about mythological creatures, so they might have thought we were talking about a fairy instead of, like, an actual boat.
Well, come on. We're not talking to the lady that married the 1700s.
We never know.
Pirate.
I'm not going to.
Okay, so in the end, it was revealed to be a long piece of tubing likely discarded from a shipyard.
Of course it was.
Oh,
yeah.
Of course
it was.
So it's a 20-meter-long industrial airbag. Many had truly believed the sighting was either the actual Loch Ness monster or a new species.
So it was a new weather balloon.
Apparently something. Yeah. So the first sighting of the strange creature is said to have been in the 1870s when a local claimed to have seen something wriggling and churning up in the water. The best-known article that first attracted a great deal of attention about this in 1933, described it as a large beast or whale-like fish. There have been other sightings in New Zealand and Antarctica. The most famous photo of the monster was published in 1934 and purports to show the monster's head and neck emerging from the water.
Mm-hmm.
So that one ended up being nothing.
Of course.
Yep. That sucks.
Well, nothing that we're allowed to know.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So we have a few more minutes left. So we have one thing here from CNN from September again, so just recent. So the U.S. Navy has finally acknowledged footage purported to show UFOs hurtling through the air.
Yes, they have.
So the Navy spokesperson told CNN the objects seen in three clips of the classified military footage are unidentifiable aerial phenomena.
Yeah, but I mean, they've admitted this before and then retracted, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, and I mean, like, you know, they're not giving us much information to go on other than it's that. And there's a couple of pictures which are really... really, you can't get anything out of
those
pictures.
Well, it says two of the videos, both from 2015, contain audio from U.S. fighter pilots attempting to make sense of what they're seeing. Mm-hmm. One guy says, it's a fucking drone, bro.
Yeah.
Okay. The other one says, my gosh, they're all going against the wind. And look at that thing, dude. Yeah.
Well, those are important statements when you're seeing shit you've never seen
exactly before.
Right?
So, needless to say... these incursions present a safety hazard to the safe flight of our aviators and the security of our operations. So the Navy spokesperson is saying that they're threatening, like causing, you know, a safety hazard, not threatening as an aggressive, but definitely a safety hazard.
Yeah.
So that's quite interesting that they came out with that, but...
Well, they have to. I mean, because they have to declassify things after a certain amount of time, right? So they can only keep stuff hidden from the American public and the Canadian public, but more so the Americans when it comes to this kind of stuff for hiding things like that. I mean, I think Canada as a whole is a little bit more open to, you know, newer ideas and newer age things than a lot of the places still in the States, because it can be, this stuff can be scary. Like, I mean, it's hard enough to deal with other human beings, let alone an entire race of other beings, and not knowing what their capabilities are and what their intentions are, you know, from my point of view anyways. I mean, I'm terrified of what some human people's intentions are. For me to meet a whole new race, I mean, and I've had 44 years to deal with the fact that I'm not completely comfortable with what we are capable of as human beings. So to have something all of a sudden there, tangible in my face and being real, not just a speculation of, oh, look, something flew by us, we don't know what it is. You know, literal feet on the ground.
But is it really alien. That scary?
It is for me.
Because even if they showed you the proof, I mean, they've been saying it's been around forever and ever and ever. So obviously,
but
what's the big deal?
Because
you know it's true doesn't mean that it's any more threatening.
Yeah, it is, though, when it's right in your face. It's kind of like, I'm going to compare it to death. We all know from the minute we're born, eventually we're going to die. But until that death is staring you in the face, it's not really a concern. Do you know what I mean? So until the aliens are on the ground in my face, it's not really something I think about or worry about on a daily basis.
Has anyone ever told you you look like an alien?
Well, yes, because I have red hair and that.
But you
my
didn't
blood,
smile, right?
My blood is. My blood
aliens
is.
Aliens supposed to have these tiny little tight lips and mouth.
Oh,
and
God,
have,
not me. Mine.
Exactly.
But I could be the queen of them and have the biggest mouth of all.
Well, that I could see.
See, that could
I
be.
I could definitely see that.
That's how it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you never know.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I'm just saying, if all of a sudden tomorrow I woke up and there was a whole new race of beings on the planet, you know, I'd be pretty freaked out. Yes, definitely scared, but very intrigued.
But why would they all of a sudden, see, that's what I don't get. I can't see them all of a sudden landing this whole big race on the planet. They're just coming and going and doing their own thing.
Maybe. But then I always have in the background my why.
That's because you watched all those stupid shows.
I love those shows. I always have it in the background as to why. Why are they here? What do they want to know? Are they here for research? Are we like their television? Are we like their reality TV?
Maybe they're just as afraid as of us because they know that we can just go crazy and blow everything up.
Well, they're
mass
obviously
hysteria.
Have more intelligence than we do. At least if they're not more intelligent, they're definitely more advanced. They might not be as intelligent socially, but they're definitely more advanced. So, you know, I would think their weapon grades would be higher and everything else.
Yeah, but
as well.
Maybe we're their science project. And
exactly.
They don't want us to blow us ourselves up.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
You know, if we blow ourselves up, then they fail their course.
Yeah, they fail their course. God, how long do they have to be in school for this shit then?
I don't know.
Like, holy geez.
I don't
know. The amount of time that the world's been around.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe they don't want to be like the people who had the dinosaur races. They failed their course. We're never failing again.
Have the what?
Dinosaur races.
The heck are dinosaur races?
The races of dinosaurs that were on the earth. That were all extinct.
Oh, I was thinking of dragon races. Like
no,
the boat.
Dinosaur races. Like that they. All
okay,
the dinosaurs were extinct.
I actually do
right?
have, you know, like some stupidity issues sometimes.
I'm just saying, there were dinosaurs, right? And they all became extinct, and maybe those aliens failed their class, so...
Not my finest moment.
No. I'm glad to get to have those with you.
Yeah. Yeah, on air.
Mm-hmm.
For everyone to see over and over
I know.
And over
I
again.
I can just click it. Well, watch this part. No, rewind. No,
yes.
No, watch. She doesn't
yes.
get it. She doesn't get it.
Exactly.
She has no idea what she's talking about.
Yeah.
Pretty soon she's going to bring up Littlefoot. You know, Littlefoot, the dinosaur.
Those.
Big boom.
So we are going to be doing this every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So don't ask me when the next one is, but it's 2 weeks from today. And hopefully it goes a little smoother because our start was definitely pretty bumpy this time.
Okay, November 6th, that's the next one.
Okay, and we can take calls, hopefully, on that one.
Yes.
That'd be nice.
Yes, I would like to start doing that. But like I said, we needed to work out some kinks first to see how we were going to do this, and it's a good thing we did. So
yeah.
Now we're going to have to see how this sounds. But anyways, so we are going to start hopefully bringing on some guests. Not right away. We'd like to just kind of
build our fan base.
Exactly. See what's going on before we start asking.
Have you guys say how awesome we are and how much you enjoy our conversations?
Exactly. And go to liveparanormal.com and join their Facebook page at Live Paranormal and like that. Share the heck out of it. Get all these shows some recognition that we deserve.
Mm-hmm,
there's so many different platforms that Live Paranormal is on. So, you know, you want to make sure that you're sharing the heck out of all that so that, yeah, we can get some really good names for you folks to come on to these shows. And, I mean, some we already do have a lot of those with
mm-hmm.
on different shows.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, and I had some pretty big names when I was doing this before. But I don't just want to have them come on unless we have some things to talk about. So we are working on all of that. And, like I said, working out the kinks. One of the things that I would like to really get into is children of, you know, basically mediums, you know, gifted kids,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some of the things that they have to go through, the things that they see, they hear, they feel, they experience.
Yes.
I'd really like to do a show just on those. So if any of you listeners out there have experience in this with your kid, with your kids though.
Right, but I experienced it as a kid.
I know,
too,
so did
so
I.
You.
But I don't want, I want kids that are going through it now.
Right.
Because at the same time, we have to get going because we have less than a minute left.
Okay.
But one of the things that, you know, I've noticed and that I've heard is that from when I was a kid to now, you know, you've got indigo kids, crystal kids, like so many different things, so
yeah.
many different ways that everything mm-hmm. is evolving that I'd like to see the difference of their experiences compared to what we went through, you know, at in our time, like back when, you know, we had to walk both ways to and
yeah.
from school uphill. So, you know, everything kind of changes. So we would like to kind of go through that. So again, if anyone out there has kids or is very young themselves, and yeah, I mean, you don't have to be like a toddler, but if you're going through something and we'd like to hear about it, definitely. And for that show, we would be very careful and not swear or talk about sex. So that one is going to be, you know, definitely more PG or family rated. So our time is up. Before we get kicked off here, we have to go. And thanks, everybody, for being patient with us this afternoon or this evening, whatever time it is over there. And we will see you next time.
Enjoy your next 2 weeks, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com. The only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.